Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, it's time for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Boy, we've come to the end of the first hour already. Amazing. We pick a blog every week to read and then to share with our listeners, and we call it the Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Jeff has his, I have mine. And if you would like us to think about your blog as a candidate for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, all you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. You'll find the Issues Etc. widget, which is a little picture of the Issues Etc. logo. Right down at the bottom of the page, and there are instructions on how to put that on your blog. And when you have, let us know your blog is there, where it is, talkback at issuesetc.org, and then we'll start reading it, and maybe we'll pick your blog for Blog of the Week.
Quickly, we've talked about eliminating Issues Etc. Blog of the Week because the quantity of blog posts has declined precipitously, but some email from some listeners. Steve in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Recently, you've made remarks that Blog of the Week may end because blog entries are not up to whatever criteria is being used. I can appreciate your desire to gather high-quality content in accord with the Bible and the Lutheran Confessions for your listening audience. As you consider this, I ask that you remember those of us who are relatively new to Lutheran theology who see this segment as yet another tool for the furtherance of God's kingdom that we can use for edification. I now follow several blogs that have been previously mentioned, which offer content far better than what is available in popular Christian circles. Of course, any tool needs to remain sharp for effective use. I encourage those in the blogosphere who support Issues Etc. to do their best when posting, and Kurt in Norman, Oklahoma writes, "Don't cancel Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. I love it every week, and I'm even putting together my first blog post. Give me the hope of being a future Blog of the Week recipient."
Well, okay. We've heard your plea. You didn't have to ask much. We're glad that I didn't think about the people who are new to Lutheranism who are looking for Lutheran resources out there. And that's one of the good reasons for doing Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. What's your pick?
My pick's this week, Pastor Eric Brown's Confessional Gadfly. It's a blog post titled 2 versus 4. If you've gone through any good Lutheran training, you should be familiar with the question, what does this mean? In the Lutheran tradition, this question leads to a definite answer on the basis of Scripture. Well, yes, we do know what the implications of this is, see the Scriptures teach us. There is a danger today, though. We have the temptation to add two additional words that completely gut the old Lutheran question, to me. Whereas the Lutheran approach was that the Scriptures teach something that is completely true, the phrase to me ends up making everything an exploration of the individual's insight. What does this mean to me? That's a question that really tries to undercut truth. Who are you to say what is right? This is what it means to me. This has become the method of how we apply the Word of God to ourselves. We run it through our own interpretive filters. We become the masters of the Word, those who define it. This is not the classic way. Classically, we used a different word, a different phrase. It wasn't to me, it was for you. Rather than trying to determine meaning, the old Lutheran approach was to determine benefit. The meaning is clear. We know what Christ's death upon the cross means. That's truth. But the key to applying this truth isn't to reinterpret it. It is to apply it. Christ Jesus has died for you. He has risen for you, given and shed for you. These things of absolute truth that we proclaim and teach, we proclaim that they are for you, that you benefit from them. Christ has fulfilled the law for you. He has ascended to prepare a place for you. As Christians, our goal isn't to be witty or creative. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We are receptive. We receive the blessings God has for us. We even view our own works receptively. It's not a matter of Jesus died for you. Not now, what are you going to do? Rather, you are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he has prepared beforehand for you to walk in. Yeah, even your works, God for you. You don't need the navel-gazing. Rather this, hear, listen, behold. Christ Jesus does it all for you. My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Confessional Gadfly.
Mine comes from a blog called 4 and 20 Plus Blackbirds. It was written by This particular one was written by Pastor Bill Swirla, who is a regular guest here on the program called Clergy Confidential. Now, time does not permit for me to read this rather lengthy blog post, but it's all worth your reading. What it essentially is, and I encourage everybody to go and read it. We'll have a link at our website tonight to both mine and to Jeff's, Clergy Confidential at 4 and 20 plus Blackbirds. What it essentially is, Pastor Swirla reflecting on 20 plus years of being a pastor and speaking to young men who are first going out into the ministry, being ordained this summer, and giving them some fair warning about what they will face. He has a long post there. He ends by saying, knowing what I know now after 20 years of pastoring a congregation in my local patch of Anywhere USA, all the remarkable saints I've come to know, all the heartaches, headaches, and belly aches, all of the heroes and villains and all the sermons preached, suppers distributed, baptisms administered, confessions heard, classes taught, weddings and funerals officiated, and the people pastored more or less, I would not have things any other way, he says. And that's after some considerable warning. It's one of the wisest, best things I have written. I mean, I've read, I wish I would have written it. I have read about the pastoral ministry in 20 years. And it was written by Pastor Bill Swirla. Go there and read it. 4 and 20 plus Blackbirds, Clergy Confidential, my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll talk about, the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. Dr. Cameron McKenzie will be our guest. Stay tuned.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. through the charitable grant program Thrive and Choice. We received more than $15,000 last year through Thrive and Choice. Our goal this year is to raise more than $20,000 through Thrive and Choice. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org. Please support Issues Etc. in 2012 with Thrivent Choice.
Over summer, 2.5 months of what a child learned in school can leak away. Call Sylvan to turn summer learning loss into a gain. Sylvan pinpoints exactly what skills your child needs in just 3 hours a week over 12 weeks. You'll see results in your child's math or reading performance improving one grade level guaranteed. Demonstrated through the pre and post assessment. So call now. At participating locations only. Some restrictions may apply. Call for complete guarantee details.
36 hours of tutoring for $36 an hour. Sylvan Learning Center of Edwardsville, 618-656-0500.